I'm joined on the show by Monaghan United Cabin Football Partnerships under 19 manager Robert McQuillan. Hi Robert, how are you?
Hi sir, how are things?
Very good. On Tuesday evening you played last season's champions Bohemians and came away with a superb 2-1 win. Can you tell us about the game?
Yeah, we had a really good test on Tuesday night. Obviously we were delighted to come away with the 3 points. We knew kind of going into it that it was a very tough match. Bohemians obviously won the league last year, and have qualified for Europe. So obviously they were going to strengthen their squad. So they had quality all over the pitch. So we knew it was going to be a tough contest.
And we took a 2-0 lead in that game as well, Robert. Must be delighted, especially as you said, Bohs are into Europe this season, so the standards is very, very high. Obviously, Bohs had, it's a different team this season, like yourself, so you must be delighted to come away with a win against such a high-quality opposition.
Absolutely thrilled. I think the first half was exceptional from both sides. Like Bohs came out of the traps, bringing the game to us. I have to say, our lads were very, very organised, very disciplined in the defence. So, we got the half time at 0-0, and we got back into the dressing room and had a chat. And basically, we knew that if we kept defending the way we were, that all we needed was a set piece or a counter attack, and we might get something out of it.
Yeah.
And Bohs were our problem last season. We have Callum Lynch in the squad, who's a massive addition. He's scored both in two games, but it was actually Chad McEnany that got the first goal, which gave him a superb cross from Scott Prendergast, and it was expertly headed home there from about 8 yards out from Chad. Superb finish to give us the lead, and then that was in 53 minutes, 6 or 7 minutes later. Callum threw an exceptional piece of individual skill, then scored the second goal to give us a 2-goal lead, 2-goal lead in the game.
And do you think it was a surprise result, Robert, or were you confident heading into the game beforehand?
I think we were quietly confident that we might be able to do something. I think if we held our discipline and stuck to the game plan, that we might get something out of it. Because I think teams felt probably last season that it was a handy 3 points to come down to Monaghan and throw us over. Because we didn't have the depth in the squad last year that we have now. Obviously, I came in last June. With a plan of basically getting us ready for this season. So we had a lot of young players in last year, so we've retained 12 players from last season's squad. We've got that depth of experience. We also recruited 4 guys from the under 17s from last season who have stepped up and have been exceptional. And we've also managed to kind of attract a couple of really, really good players into the squad as well. So we're far stronger than we were last year, so it could be a bit of a surprise package, all right.
You started the season with a game against Longford, which you won, then lost to Finn Harps. One little quirk is the fact all your games have ended 2-1, which is a surprising scoreline. How do you think the season overall has started for you?
We actually started the season back in December. I think one of the points that we looked at when we did our kind of off-season review was the fact that we started very late pre-season last year. So we were kind of playing catch-up from day one. So basically this season we decided we'd start a pre-season trials in December. And kind of starting things and get bodies in and get things organised. So that has stood to us. We were able to get the right players in at the right time, get a good pre-season behind us and get a number of friendly games in. So by the time the season started, we were ready to go. We were starting to peak. So we had tidied up our own kind of system of play and how we do things and organised kind of who plays where. And, all the stuff that we didn't get time to do last year, we were able to kind of nail that down good and early this season. It's done to the guys to be ready to go in and compete then from day one.
Excellent. And with the partnership not having a senior team, Robert, is that disappointing with the when, like in most clubs in the league, they have the progression from which will be the under 13s when that comes in next, I think it's next season, all the way up to under 19s and then senior level. Kevin Monaghan not having that senior team to jump into, is that disappointing for you?
It kind of is what it is. I think I came in last year into the setup, basically into the partnership itself, and this is what we have. So unfortunately we don't have first team football to offer, which is something we'd love to have as a club. I think it's the one thing we're missing, because now we've got the 15s, 17s and 19s, and with the 13s coming, you've got that conveyor belt of talent coming up. So I think it's the one thing we're missing, that we haven't got that opportunity to bring guys into a first team environment, which would be great, because there's guys there now Canadian squad who, you know, should be stepping up to that level of football. But, you know, they've got a really good season ahead of them in terms of 19. But, you know, obviously been involved with Toronto United in the past. You know, I've seen how the whole first team structure works. And, you know, for guys, you know, at under 19 level to be able to get the exposure of first team football, it's a really good experience for them to go and see that. You know, unfortunately, a lot of them don't actually get real game time when they do step up, but they get to kind of see how the whole backroom team works and the, you know, the first team operation kind of
of course. In this show, Robert, I'd like to introduce players and coaches who may not be very well known to fans of the League of Ireland. So can you tell me a little bit about your own background and how and why you got involved with Monaghan United Cavan Football Partnership in the first place?
Yeah, no problem. So basically, I suppose I've got a, you know, a long history in terms of local football. So I would have been involved with Albion Rovers in Moss of Voices, where I played kind of the local underage soccer. My dad was a founding member of that club, so kind of soccer's in our blood, and you know, it always has been.
Yeah.
You know, as a player, I would have played with Drogheda Boys in the DBSL. Basically, you know, after that, I was a bit of a breather from football, but I came back into it when my son started playing. So I started coaching with Ardy Celtic in RD. So I would have coached through the age groups there from kind of under-9s up to under-16s. We had a very, very good under-16 team. That was, we won a League Cup double in Dundalk. So a very strong team there. And after that, then I kind of moved into Drogheda United's youth setup. So I managed their under-18s and under-17s in there for 2 seasons. So did a lot of success in there. Like the first season I was in there, we got to the Ferrari Cup final in the DBSL. Unfortunately, we lost to a very strong Talca team that year. But the following season, we did a very strong under-17 side, which you know, won the League and Cup doubles, and we won the PFAI Cup that year. And the DBSL Super. And a lot of those players would have, you know, progressed into the 19th and first team. Mark Doyle was obviously a player there. He's with Drogheda United's first team.
That's correct, yeah.
So he's going to go there at the moment with them. So, you know, I signed Mark there back to as a 16-year-old in with the under-17s. And, you know, he's been exceptional ever since. We've seen the kind of talent Mark had. So, you know, it was great to get him into the club. And he's been a big success for them. So I would have been involved with the American Talent Setups as well. So I would have been involved with the NEC, the Northeast County League. And then it's basically from there, I would have taken a break from Drogheda United for about a year. And I was working on my D license, getting that boxed off and getting that sorted. And last season, basically, Monaghan United's Cavan Partnership, we're looking for coaches to come on board with the main team. So I would have joined the club just over a year ago as the assistant manager and goalkeeper coach, and, you know, spent the first 6 months in there kind of learning the ropes. And then, like I have to say, my predecessor, Gavin, was there first of all, would have, you know, sown a lot of foundations for the team.
Right.
Unfortunately, probably didn't look out for himself, but, you know, I think it was just a big, deep learning curve for everybody involved. So I was able to come in then and kind of take the reins halfway through last season. And you know, with the help of the club and the patience of the club, we were able to try and build a side, let's say, for this season. So we used the latter part of last year as a steep learning curve and, you know, build a team that's able to compete this year, which, you know, hopefully we've done that.
Very good. Can I ask, are you enjoying it so far since you got involved with the Monaghan Cavan? Is it an enjoyable experience for you?
Absolutely, it's been a challenge. I think you know, I kind of knew that coming in last year. That, you know, results weren't good last season. You know, we found it very difficult to compete.
Yeah.
We had to take you know, a couple of big deficits in terms of scoreline.
Yeah.
So you know, you have to take that on the chin and kind of, you know, learn from it. So in fairness to the guys we had on board last year, and I think from conversations with yourself last season, you know, our guys kind of stuck with it and the willingness they had to just keep coming back and trying and, you know, getting stuck in there week after week despite not winning any games was a great testimony to them, because, you know, we have an environment in training where the guys are enjoying it, they're progressing, they're doing very well, and, you know, it's great to see them coming back week after week to do that. So obviously they must have enjoyed it, but it gave us a platform last season then to, you know, build on that and get the right players in this year then to kind of add to what we have already and be competitive, you know, be organised and be ready. So, you know, I think we've done that.
Yeah, you've been very competitive, especially so far this season. What are your goals now for the rest of the season, Robert, as regards yourself, the team, the players, going forward for the rest of the season?
Well, basically, I've given the guys a target, and this has come back kind of in the middle of pre-season, so I got some funny looks, I think, when I saw them, we're looking for 30 points this season. So, you know, for a team that finished on 2 points last year, you know, for the entire season, that was a bit probably optimistic, but I think the legs weren't what they should have been maybe on Sunday, so we switched off a little bit towards the end of the game and gave away a late goal to let Finn Harris take the 3 points. So we're a little bit disappointed with that. We probably should have got more out of it, but in terms of that, Finn Harris is a very good side, so I think there'll be very few sides of kind of take points off them as well. So, you know, but that was great to bounce back from that on Tuesday night and get the 3 points against Bowes, which was fantastic.
Yeah, show great character, especially as you said, to come back. But as you said, that it's a learning experience for you and the players and everyone involved there. So, look, that's great, Robert. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And all that's left for me to do is to wish you the very best of luck for the rest of the season.
Brilliant.